sky turns black and your thoughts turn blue, he will listen to you. He will listen to you. Always listen to you. He understands how his children feel.
A song now that Sarah thought was a song that she didn't want to play, and then it turned out to be one that she did want to play. We try and give you what's going on here. There's constant band. What the heck? Why are we doing that song? Oh man, we haven't done that in 5 years. But we're gonna kick Dad off stage for a little while. When we went to Japan this summer, and so like we knew a little bit of Japanese, and when we kicked Dad off, we'd always go "Sayonara, Dad." They thought that was funny.
It was a big crowd pleaser. They loved it.
Of course, back in America, it's not quite the same thrill.
Yeah.
This is one that Sean wrote, another one that he wrote, and he plays mandolin on it. A lot of people don't know that he plays mandolin, but he does. And this is one that he wrote a long time ago, and it's got a little bit of an old English feel to it. So, he's decided to name it Robin. Robin and Marion, as in Robin Hood.
You know, I have a brother who's here, and he reads a ton. And he told me some disturbing things about Robin Hood. And that would be that he wasn't a fox.
What is this?
What the heck? He wasn't a fox?
Somebody's
and
not in touch with
Little John Disney. Wasn't a bear.
I don't think Little John was a bear in the movie. Anyway.
Yeah, he was a bear. Or was that Prince John?
No, it was Little John. Prince John was a lion.
All right. We'll just play now for you.
One, two, three. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Want to go for this one?
Huh? Right.
We experienced a little mandolin blowout on the last one, as far as strings are concerned. The string broke and wouldn't come out of the
fretboard. It was stopping
there.
The other strings. It was just terrible.
Usually you can keep going.
Mandolins, you have a spare string.
Anyway, we're going to do a song now. I don't know. Do we have any Robert Burns fans out there? The poet? Robert Burns? Yeah?
A
few. Well, this is one that I wrote with him. We got together on this one. He called me up and said, Chris, why don't you write a melody to this poem I wrote? Well, maybe not. I found this poem in a book and liked it a lot. Do we have any Celtic music fans out there? Like Celtic music? All right. Well, then you sort of know how the formula goes. There's a guy and a girl, and they fall in love. And then the guy, for some reason, either wants to go to sea or to war. Don't ask me why he wants to do that, but he does. And the girl's always like, no, don't go, because bad stuff's going to happen to you out there. But he does, because he's dumb or something, I don't know. But he goes out to sea or to war, and eventually comes back, and the girl's dead. That's just how that works. She dies every time, I'm telling you. And the guy comes back and eventually goes insane and tromps around on her grave. And that's sort of like what most Celtic music does. But so when I found this poem that wasn't like that at all, I was like, man, we got to do this. There's no music yet, but we'll get the music. Actually, we found out that there is music. A band called Planksty did. But we're still doing the way that I wrote it. But anyway, what it's about is a guy who sees his fiance and she's sleeping by a river. And the guy's telling the river to be quiet so that she can sleep better, I guess. And I don't know who the guy thinks he is, but telling the river what to do. But if he can do that, more power to him. So this is what the song's about. It's called Flow Gently, Sweet Afton. Sean, for all you guitar players out there, is going to dadgad tuning, which is D-A-D-G-A-D. Only now he's put a cape on, so it fouls it all up. What is it now?
I don't know.
E to the... Okay. You ready? 1, 2, 3.
Oh, how lofty, sweet, I've been my neighboring place. peaks and green valleys below. Wild in the woodlands, the primroses grow. Left as my evening sweeps all lovely, and all the sweet scented bird shapes will marry me. And all thy caressed all stream after thou lovely glide, and winds by the god where my Mary resides. Thou art in thy waters a snowy fillet, oh, as gathering sweet flowers she stems a clear way.
Song now that's sort of for fun, like the other ones were. No, this is an old Flatten Scruggs song. Do we have any Flatten Scruggs fans? All right. Disastrous tuning problems, I'm afraid.
about this.
You want to talk about it? You sing it.
What are we doing?
You talk about it.
Oh, man.
I don't know anything about it.
This is an old Flattens Craig song, actually. And
we got that far,
oh, you already got that far. Sorry, I wasn't listening. That's about all there is to it. Huh? This is called God Loves His Children.
Do you want to make Sean really nervous? Why don't we all just stare at him while he tunes?
I'm done.
We're all out of tune, but
I can always tell the story.
Trust us, we're having fun if you aren't. Do a song now that I wrote, and I don't know if we have any instrumental songwriters out there, but the hardest part of writing an instrumental song is naming it, because you're not going to call it, this is the song I wrote, that's the chorus part, this is the song I wrote, no, we need names and words for our songs, and so... Anybody, by the way, who has a name that they've been, man, I wish I could run into an instrumentalist who needed some names for songs. I know you've all been thinking that. So, right
here,
man.
Your lucky day.
We need some names. But anyway, we got this particular name from Sean and Sarah's mom, Karen. And I guess we were riding in the car, and she saw some old cold coffee on the dashboard. And so she went, why not name a song Old Cold Coffee on the Dashboard? And I was like, yes! So this is Old Cold Coffee on the Dashboard. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Well, I guess this next song we're going to do is another one that Chris wrote, the vocal.
Alive, right?
Yeah.
And this song is basically about being happy to be alive.
Can I have a little bit more mandolin? I'm not hearing it up here.
Sean wrote. And this is a song that he wrote while we were listening to a lot of Irish music. We were just starting to listen to Irish music. And we love it. We love that stuff a lot. And so we do this one a lot. It's a great song. It's got a little bit of a Celtic feel to it. And it's called Cross the Bridge. I think this is going to feed back just a little bit. It's, oh, is it?
It's gone now.
Okay.
I muted it.
All right.
Good to see you.
Great.
All right. Oh. Thanks for coming.
See ya.
All right. Ready?
All right, I'm ready.
Thing. Get water.
You got your Mountain Dew. I get water.
Let's do it. Go for it. Ready?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh,
kick
sorry.
It off.
Don't have to move. show me the way around it. Well, we must climb a great high mountain to reach God's gracious kingdom. But in His words you find your strength if you will just believe them. Cause you don't have to move that mountain, just tell me, Lord, to climb it. You don't have to move that stumbling block, just show me the way around it. Tell me, Lord, to climb it. You don't have to move that stumbling block, just show me the way around it. You don't have to move that mountain, just tell me, Lord, to climb it. You don't have to move that stumbling block, just show me the way around it.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Well, we're going to do a song now that was written by one of our favorite guitar players, Russ Barenberg. And,
Russ fan!
A Russ fan. He's great. It's called Through the Gates.
Ready, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you guys very much. All right. Okay. We have to figure out our time limit here. We're gonna do a couple more for you. This one right here is one that Chris wrote with a friend of his named Adam. And
that's all you need to know.
And Sean. All three of them read it.
Keep trying to cut me out on this
one. No, I always forget which one it's on.
I wrote two chords in this song.
He wants all those Mega Nickel Creek royalties is what he wants. And they're monster, let me tell you.
Hey,
oh, boy. If you want to contribute, by the way, I thought I'd just tell you guys. We've got some CDs for sale over here. We've been playing a bunch of songs off some of them. Just whatever you want to do with that information is fine with me. I just felt like I'd have to say it.
I know. Okay, now we only have time for one more song.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
We'll try and squeeze them in.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Anyway, this is a song. This is a song called One Man's Horizon.
Starting, if I could only open the door. Is it so wrong new to the horizon? I think you're missing something just out of view. What would happen if the lid was lifted?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Nickel Creek, ladies and gentlemen, from Sugar Hill. If you want the album, they're going to be selling right down here beside the stage. They did a great job, didn't they? Y'all in a hurry? You ain't in a real big hurry, are you? Well, why don't we just get them back one more time? Oh, you got to do better than that if you want them to come back. You got to do a lot better than that. Holler one time. Ladies and gentlemen, Nickel Creek.
Thank you very much. That's cool.
Thanks. We're going to do a fast fiddle song for you now. This is a... I like you guys.
What's that?
You sure you don't want a slow tasteful one now? Who needs tasteful?
This is one that...
That's for inside. Slow and tasteful is for inside at night.
This is an old fast fiddle song that, actually the first part is, it's the same exact song, but it has a different name. It's called Sally Gooden, because it's played in a, Sally Johnson, sorry, not Sally Gooden, played in a different style. And, so here it is. Thank you guys very much for getting us back. This is Katie Hill.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you.